It has been my joy to sing in this sanctuary for almost 30 years, and I'm grateful for the love and support of this spiritual community. The theme this month has been trust, and we have heard many amazing reflections that are helpful as we face the challenges of this new year and this particular moment in the life of the church. In addition, all this winter, images and examples of birds have been inspiring me, like the story a few weeks back of the wounded bird who gets help and healing from a village of people and is able to fly on its own again. There is a place I call my own, where I can stand by the sea and look beyond the things I've known and dream that I might be free. Like a bird above the trees, gliding gently on the breeze, I wish that all my life I'd be without a care and flying free. But life is not a distant sky, without a cloud, without rain. And I can never hope that I can travel on without pain. Like that bird up in the sky, life has taught me how to fly. For now I know what I can be, and now my heart is flying free. I've been noticing the birds, their tenacity in the bitter cold, their cheerful song on recent warm days, their beauty in flying. Yet I am the wounded bird, and I am just learning to trust my wings again. I used to feel that pain got in the way of what I longed for and was something to overcome and eliminate. But I have found recently that pain and injury and disappointment bring the opportunity to learn trust and compassion. Be like a bird who, halting in her flight, on a limb too slight, feels it give way beneath her, yet sings, sings, knowing she has wings, yet sings, sings, knowing she has wings. Here are some words from the poet David White's essay on pain from his book, Consolations. Pain is the doorway to the here and now. Physical or emotional pain is the ultimate form of ground, saying to each of us, in effect, there is no other place than this place, no other body than this body. No other limb or joint or pang or sharpness, but this searing presence. Pain asks us to heal by focusing on the very center of the actual torment and the very way the pain is felt. It was January 2018, the day of the blizzard, and even the library was closed for the whole day. I had on my regular boots, not my spiky overshoes, and wasn't 20 feet from the house when I slipped down the road where the snow was covering the packed iciness. I remember being a bit proud that I had not gone down on my knees, my classic move of right arm outstretched, but rather a graceful twist to my right side. I've had several falls in the last 5 years, most not serious, just some icing of the knees and extra hot packs for my shoulders. One in late 2016 sent me to physical therapy for several months. It was an almost faceplant fall, and my right knee was not quite 100% yet. So I was congratulating myself this time that I had protected it. I did the usual icing and elevating while blizzard binging on Outlander DVDs. There was no sign of swelling or bruising, but I added arnica gel just in case. I felt a bit sore, but I could bear weight. I was practicing self-care and letting the pain give me guidance. I didn't miss any work, and I figured it would improve. It didn't get much worse the next month, but it wasn't quite right. Not really the knee, not really the calf, not really the shin. I just thought I needed to keep moving and do more yoga. There were some other life stresses going on. A turnover of colleagues at work, some frustration with technology changes, and in my immediate and extended family, there were loved ones with new jobs and new houses, pregnancies, health concerns, and in addition, major shifts were beginning to take shape in relationships, both known and unknown. So on the life stress scale, I was off the chart, and my body was letting me know. Not only did the injury to my leg not heal, but my whole body felt unsettled. I went back to PT and solidified some helpful exercises and go-to routines. I was an expert patient, and I figured if I worked harder, I would see results. But what worked for one part of my body wasn't working for the other parts. Physical therapy can be a grueling routine of repetitions, but it can also be the practice of listening and being compassionate to your body. As I did some exercises, my right leg improved, but I started having lower back pain. Are you kidding me? Then I found that certain shoes on certain days were better than others, depending on how much movement or how much walking or how much sitting. But what I found was as I worked to strengthen my core, I was getting honest about what I do and did that has and hasn't served my body well. First of all, falling to the side wasn't such a great strategy. I relearned that sometimes going with the flow is better than trying to force a plan. Then I learned that while soft tissue injuries are very different than nerve issues, both can be improved by anti-inflammatory actions. I gave up sugar, I changed my gut biome, and began to understand the connection between physical health and resiliency, both physical and emotional. I also came to a deeper understanding that when one part of a system shifts, it has a profound effect on the rest of the system. And these effects can be positive or negative. The result was I was so much more clear and awake to everything. Being present can be painful, especially when part of being awake is to see truth more clearly. I was learning to be in this current season of life, of ability, and to trust I would have the resilience to navigate what comes next. Physical therapy and other body work was not about fixing my body. It was about tools and ways to strengthen my body and listen to its wisdom, about slowing down and being grounded. This time was not about comparing what I used to be able to do, how far I could walk, how long I could sit, or judging myself. It was all information about how to move forward, literally and metaphorically. My body was not in rebellion. My body was giving me messages. The stress that made my skin hurt was improved by saying no to food that wasn't serving my body and saying no to anxiety and no to dishonesty, about food and ability and so much more. I had to say no to what was not serving me, to say yes to trusting my body to show up and teach me, to my body wisdom. A new journey of trust and paying attention, and a realization that we never really get over trauma, physical or emotional, but we do get through it. We offer loving kindness to ourselves and then to an ever-widening group, but always circling back to our core being, always with great compassion for ourselves. The words of David White again. Pain is the first proper step to real compassion. It can be a foundation for understanding all those who struggle with their existence. Experiencing real pain ourselves, our moral superiority comes to an end. We stop urging others to get with the program, to get their act together, or to sharpen up, and start to look for the particular form of debilitation, visible or invisible, that every person struggles to overcome. We suddenly find instead our understanding and compassion engaged as to why others may find it hard to fully participate. Pain is a lonely road. No one can know the measure of our particular agonies. But through pain, we have the possibility, just the possibility, of coming to know ourselves as we have, and so with so much difficulty, come to know ourselves. It is challenging to trust that we will be well again in body, mind, or spirit when things feel hard or sad or overwhelming. But when we are open to compassion for ourselves and trust our beings, we find the promise that things can be well. May we be filled with loving kindness. May we be well and resilient. May we be well, not perfect, but well and at ease and whole in this moment. I have been blessed with an amazing village of healers and teachers of how to trust my body wisdom, how to support my physical body so it can show up for me during times of stress and pain. And isn't that what we're all about here at South Church? All of us, healers and teachers, showing up, saying yes to ourselves and to each other.